Hello, friends. Welcome to Story Behind Podcast. This is the show for people who love hearing a good story and who believe the world could use more positivity. We're the team behind God Updates and GodTube, and we hope these weekly short stories will brighten your day.
How dog kisses left one woman to wake up in the hospital with no arms or legs. Written and read by Mel Johnson. In a bizarre and tragic turn of events, something as simple as dog kisses led to amputation on all four limbs for an Ohio woman named Marie Trainer. But it's inspiring to see how this mom and her family are working to overcome the unthinkable. When a dog licks a person, many call this dog kisses. Some find it disgusting or annoying, while others consider it an endearing sign of affection from their fur baby. But either way, it's hard to imagine anyone would wake up in the hospital with amputations made on all four limbs because of dog kisses. And yet, that's what happened to Marie Trainer. Marie Trainer and her husband, Matthew, had taken a vacation to the Caribbean. While there, Marie got a small cut on her wrist. When she got home, her German Shepherd, Taylor, licked the cut, and those dog kisses changed Marie's life in a major way. 4 days after Taylor's dog kisses, Marie rushed to the hospital. She thought she had the flu, but as her symptoms got worse, the hospital visit revealed Marie's body had gone into septic shock. Her arms were turning black, and doctors had no choice but to put her into a medically induced coma. Marie Trainer awoke 10 days later. "When I opened my eyes, I didn't know where I was," she said. Then she learned doctors had made amputations on all four of her limbs. It was the only way to save her life. "I cried. I cried the hardest I've ever cried in my life," Marie said. Marie suffered an infection caused by a bacteria called capnocytophagia. This bacteria is commonly found in a dog's saliva. Doctors believe the dog kisses Marie received from her German Shepherd transferred the bacteria to her cut and caused her severe infection. "It is a 1 in over 1 million. I mean, the chance is so rare. You'd never think that a dog lick would cause someone to lose their hands and legs," said Dr. A.J. Seth, an orthopedic surgeon helping Marie. "The chances of a response like this to dog kisses are extremely rare. But it's one of those moments that reminds you of how life as we know it can change in an instant." Now, with the support of her loved ones, Marie must adjust to a very different lifestyle. And while the task seems overwhelming, God is already putting blessings in her path to help. For starters, she has a renowned surgeon, Dr. A.J. Seth, by her side. This faithful Christian doctor received national attention for performing a revolutionary prosthetic surgery on a patient named Melissa Loomis. This made Melissa the first amputee in history to actually feel with a prosthetic hand. In fact, her incredible true story is the basis of a book called Rewired. Dr. Seth is working hard to create custom prosthetics for Marie Trainer so she can regain some independence. And Matthew, Marie's devoted husband, is by her side, doing all he can to help and to lift her spirits. "I love her to death. She's everything to me," he said. Marie's son and daughter are also there to encourage their courageous mom. "She's an inspiration," Marie's daughter says. "She's so strong." A community of the couple's friends and family have already started fundraising to help with medical costs. Many strangers who have heard Marie's story are praying over her recovery as well. And of course, Marie still has the love and support of her fur baby, Taylor. Dog kisses may have led to her current battle, but this inspirational overcomer refuses to blame or stop loving her German Shepherd. "I'm still amazed at what it is. We still love our animals," both Matthew and Marie expressed. It certainly won't be an easy road for Marie Trainer, but God can redeem any situation.
Thank you so much for listening to Story Behind Podcast. We're really glad you joined us for this week's story. To see photos and videos that may have been referenced in this episode, check out the links in the show notes. And if you enjoyed what you heard today, subscribe to our podcast and please tell a friend about us. We'd also love it if you'd rate us and leave us a review. It really does help more people find us. This episode was produced and edited by Stacy Marshall. Story Behind is a Salem Web Network production.
Are you concerned about tensions in the Middle East? Do you wonder where we're currently at in the biblical timeline? Are we really in the last days? Hi, everyone. I'm Dr. Carl Muller with the Inside the Epicenter podcast. Every week, my co-host, best-selling author Joel Rosenberg, and I answer those questions and more. You'll hear inside knowledge of our meetings with leaders at the highest levels of government in the U.S., Israel, and the Middle East, equipping you to filter the news with biblically sound insights. Find Inside the Epicenter on your favorite podcast app or go to joshuafund.com to listen and subscribe.